I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Ephesians 2, 4-6. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. I love the way this passage begins. But God. Paul has just described a world and a self shaped by sin, mired, trapped, dead. Then comes the turn. But God. Those two words are the hinge of the entire passage. They're also the hinge of real spiritual transformation. Notice what Paul does not say. Not, but you finally get your act together. Not, but you make yourself worthy. Or, but you pay God back all that you owe. The movement is totally on God's side, rich in mercy, great in love, full of grace. This is an image of a God who does not treat you transactionally, as if your life with Him were some spiritual business deal. I'll be good, and you'll bless me. No, Paul says, you were dead, but God made you alive. This is not a payment. This is a rescue, a gift, grace. Even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. Think about that. The same power that lifted Jesus out of the grave is the power that brought you from spiritual death to life. Your story as a follower of Jesus is resurrection power at work. In fact, Paul says you and I are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. Think about what that means. It's not about escaping the world. It means that right now, in a mysterious but very real way, we share in Christ's status and position before the Father. Jesus is the place where heaven and earth meet, fully God and fully man. And now, through Him, you and I have become people in whom heaven and earth meet as well. God's Spirit lives in you. His life is in you. His self-giving, resurrection love works through you. You and I are no longer outsiders, unclean, not enough, or barely tolerated. We are loved and made alive, seated with Christ, filled with His Spirit to reflect His character in the world. Perhaps there are some moments where you still relate to God transactionally. Ask Him to help you see the truth of your connection to Him and your identity in Him. The more you can live into this truth, the more you'll be able to do what we're all supposed to do on this earth: reflect the character and nature of God to the watching world around us. Let Him point to you today as an example of the riches of His mercy. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.